B-Pod Studios.
Welcome back.
It's Monday. Good morning, America.
Happy Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is about every service and every branch.
Thank you for your service.
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 Especially all of our veterans. Thank you.
Thank you for all that you've done.
We salute you.
Enjoy your day.
You earned it.
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:35. Happy Veterans Day to all the veterans who've served and or maybe even continue to serve. And I always say, if you see a veteran today, buy them a cup of coffee or whatever they'd want for breakfast. Or
sorry about that.
Whatever, you know, they typically would have. It.
Looks like you already have a cup of coffee, Bob.
Yeah. So.
I knew you too. No, no.
But thank you for your service.
Yeah, Brian, you're not welcome. You're not welcome
not
without
a cup of coffee.
Cup of coffee.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thought I hinted enough Friday.
I know. I thought about that on the way in, and I was like, "Up, oh, you're out."
Yeah,
of luck.
He brought it. Yes. Yeah, so I served in the United States Navy, where that's where I started drinking coffee. As a matter of fact,
really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Were you over? You were in Italy, right?
In Italy. So ooh, yeah, about
good
six
coffee.
It was really good place to start. About six teaspoons of sugar.
Uh huh.
Right. And then you pared it down.
Yeah,
and
you get older.
Then you get older.
Contact goes,
yeah, but
down.
That's it. So
sad,
yeah,
really,
that's where it all started. I had tough duty too.
Did you?
Yeah, I did radio and TV.
You did
in the Mediterranean.
Wow.
So I was more of a travel guide. So I'd go to different ports we were going to, and I'd film like for the sailors, you know, where to go, and you know,
really
to get the most. Yeah, like.
Wow.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so everywhere from Athens.
I'm glad I didn't get you that coffee.
It was tough duty. Yeah. So DJ'd on the weekend. It was great.
Wow.
Was good job. Yeah, so you're welcome.
Wow. That's not bad.
You are welcome. It was good service. But anyway, the good news is if you are working today, traffic is super light, right, Brian? I think it's got to be maybe a third of the cars out
yep.
there. So that's good.
Everyone at my house is home.
They're all home.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
Almost everyone at my house is home.
Brian brought somebody in today.
Yeah, Sam's in with me today to annoy the rest of you.
Thank
yep.
you.
He's
morning,
right.
Sam.
And that one that's lit up. He lit up his own mic
oh,
there, Bob.
Are you lit up, Mike?
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
What's up, Brian?
Hi.
What's up?
Hey,
there you are.
Hi, Sam.
Sam,
so, yeah,
man.
Sam, my 10-year-old is here to annoy everyone at work.
No, this is yeah. only lasts a couple more years because he's going to want to sleep in soon.
Yeah, yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah,
10-year-old Sam.
Yeah, 13. Yeah, 13-year-old Sam.
Not,
no way.
Not coming in. Yeah. Nope. Not
Lucy
coming
would
in.
Never come in.
Yeah. No. So anyway.
He sleeps. He sleeps in the most out of all of us. We tried sleeping in this weekend and didn't really work.
Well, I asked
out
him
so
what
well.
He wants to do today. I said, "What are you going to do today?" What'd you say, Sam?
I said, "I want to go to work." With you.
And then
go home and help
then
me rake
go
leaves.
Home and take a nap.
Yep.
Ah, so, nice.
There you go. Okay, just like that. All right, it's fine. All right, it's 5:38. Happy Veterans Day.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, joining us this morning is Lori from Winthrop by the Sea. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Don't be nervous. I heard you talking to Brian in the green room and said you were a little nervous in the service. Don't be.
Yep.
Okay?
Your
little expressions.
You like that?
Yep.
You like that?
I'm just positive I like it.
No, really?
But they're interesting to me.
Lori sounds like a very pleasant person, and I'm excited about her chances today, Lori. All right, what do you do? For a living?
For work?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
I promote energy efficiency for a gas and electric utility.
Okay.
So charging... That's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah,
okay, Laura, you ready?
Nice.
You ready? It's showtime.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You know how it works. Right. You get all 10, you win $1,000. If you miss a question, you just want to say pass as fast as you can. Don't waste time. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
What U.S. president was nicknamed Honest Abe?
Lincoln.
What movie starring Bruce Willis contains the line, "I see dead people"?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Golden State?
California.
What female poet lived in Amherst, Mass?
Pass.
True or false, more people buy Cheese Whiz in the 3 weeks before Thanksgiving than any other time of year?
True.
Which of Henry VIII's wives was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I?
Pass.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Carrot.
What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
On what mountain was the famous photo taken that later became the Iwo Jima Memorial?
Yeah.
Who was the only president to win non-consecutive terms to the White House? We ran out of time.
I got to say, okay, so look, no one leaves empty-handed around here, Laurie. How about a family four-pack of tickets to Irving Berlin's White Christmas the Musical?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
See, now that's a good night out. That's fun, right?
It is. It's really fun. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, that was fun. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. It's full, you know, just for everybody else, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, full of dancing, laughter, some of the greatest songs ever written. It's playing at the Box Center Wang Theater December 17th through the 29th. Get your tickets at boxcenter.org. Lori, have a great time at the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and a great weekend. So there you have it.
Yeah.
All right, that was tough. I got to say.
It was. I learned a couple of things researching those questions. I had no idea what that mountain was. You guys are like, yeah, it's Mount Suribachi. I'm like, what?
Everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
Right? That was Iwo. Okay. So that movie's coming out, by the way, this weekend. Midway.
Yeah, Midway.
Maybe you should go see that for a history lesson.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Sure, you'd love it. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds and win $1,000, all you got to do is go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian Neff.
The most music for your workday. Next. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
More 80s.
More variety.
At work.
Yeah, it's all kinds of great Veterans Day freebies. We'll run these by a little bit later on with our cool things you should know.
Yeah, tons. Like 4 pages worth.
Well, I'm just looking for the free stuff.
I know.
I don't want the percentage off.
You don't want a discount?
Nope, I'm not down with a discount. I want the free stuff, and we'll tell you what's free for veterans.
Okay.
I'm already looking at lunch. I got lunch lined up. I got a midday snack. I am looking for dinner now.
Okay.
I see some free desserts, but if you could help me with that, that'd be great.
Okay. You are something.
So three free things coming up at 6:20. Stick around for that.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. Cloudy today at a high of 50. So that's going to be relatively balmy compared to what's coming down to 47 tonight. And it looks like 51 tomorrow. Then we're going to start hitting the 30s the rest of the week. How exciting. Ooh. Isn't it grand?
Really?
Did you get your rakes all leafed up? Or
no.
No, you maybe later today, Brian, you'll be doing that.
Yeah.
Get your rakes all leafed up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Coming up, three cool things you should know. For veterans, I think there's a lot of great deals out there.
Freebies and discounts.
We're going to get you breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and some other free fun stuff for a veteran. Maybe if you're not one, you know one. You can tag along with. It'd be great.
Yeah, you're worth hanging out with today.
Someone hosting a radio show in Boston named Bob. Yeah, right here.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yes. All right, this is Veterans Day. You know they used to call it Armistice Day? Is anybody old enough to remember when it was called Armistice Day?
No.
Probably not. That was the original. All right,
really?
So we put together some cool stuff about Veterans Day and maybe some awesome discounts and savings. So what do you have? LBF?
I have discounts.
All right.
Because I love a good discount.
Well, I like it. You can do better, though.
I'm looking for some
on
free
Veterans
food.
Day.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what I'm
food. Yes, right.
That's
I know.
What I'm talking
some
about.
People, you know, maybe they're watching their weight. Nobody in this room.
Nope. Okay. And I'll tell you, celebrities that were in the military, you might not have known.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so what you can get for a discount today, 25. Anything that is 10% is not a discount, in my estimation. That's not a sale.
No,
25% off at Staples, 30% off at Kohl's, 25% off L.L. Bean, Bed Bath & Beyond, 25%. But if you have those coupons, it's usually 20%. Amazon Prime, veterans and active military can get a year of Prime for $79, a $40 savings. And that's a pretty good deal in my estimation.
Oh, if you don't have it, you can sign
yes.
up for it. That's pretty good.
Planet Fitness, free workouts through November 15th.
I like it.
That's
all good stuff.
Yeah.
You
nice.
Eat and then you go work out.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Let's see. All right, you want to eat, Bob? Here we go.
Do breakfast, lunch, and let's do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well,
I've got
it alphabetically here.
Great, okay.
The list is basically 4 pages long. We're going to post it at WROR.com.
Awesome.
All the free deals for veterans today. Applebee's, free meal from a special menu today. Bar Louie, free burger or flatbread up to $15. Bonefish Grill, free appetizer. Brugger's, free bagel and cream cheese today. Donuts, free donut at Dunkin' Donuts.
Nice.
Chili's, free meal. Chipotle. Listen to Chipotle. Wow. Buy one, get one free Monday. You guys should hang out with me
today.
The other one I saw.
I'm telling you, I can't finish all of it.
Margaritas. Margaritas. Veterans and active military get 2 free entrees, one for them and one for a guest.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hooters. You guys want to do Hooters?
Free meal for Hooters.
Look at that.
There's a whole bunch.
They have good chicken. All right, so Brian, you're going to put up.
How do you know?
Oh, they have great legs. Great legs. Great chicken legs. Trust that. Okay. I'll stop there.
Please.
Yep.
All right, so there's a ton of them. So thank you, all the veterans, for your service. That's great.
And we're going to take shout outs as well later in the show. So if it's somebody you want to shout out, you can go ahead and do that. Good morning, Fran. Are you there, Miss Fran? Good morning.
How's everyone doing?
Hi, Fran.
Oh, it's Franna.
It's Franna, yes.
Rhymes with
Franna, banana, banana, whatever the hell we decided.
Yeah. What's up, Fran?
I am married to a Vietnam vet.
Oh, great.
Not really.
Okay. Well, that was a good thing. Okay.
No. While he was in Vietnam, we hadn't met yet, and I was walking up and down a city park with a sign that said makelove.war.
And you did.
Maybe he'll take you to Hooters today and get a free meal.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
I'd love it because we live like 3 blocks from Price Chopper, and they sent him an email saying, Art, please come in and get a free donut and free coffee.
Good. Oh.
All right, Fran. Well, thank you. And thanks to Art, your husband and vet. We appreciate their service.
God, thank you all, because we appreciate your keeping our lives moving in the morning.
You're the best, Fran. Right. Fran's the best.
Right.
Okay.
Franna.
Brian's with Nana. Okay, so celebrities you might not know were vets of Bob Ross.
Really?
He was a 20-year Air Force guy.
Wow.
How about that?
Happy little trees.
He probably did little airplanes back in the day. Jimi Hendrix was in the Army. Morgan Freeman turned down a scholarship to join the military. How about that? And Pat Sajak, host of Wheel of Fortune.
Really?
Served during Vietnam as well.
Huh. No idea.
Pat's not doing well. He had an intestinal blockage. Is that right? So Vanna's going to be filling in.
Yeah, but I think he's okay.
He's going to be okay? Okay. BackstageCountry.com,
your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He's going to be okay.
All right, so well, we have Vanna and Franna all in one show.
Jeez.
Love it. Gotta love it. Okay. It's 6:23. Did you miss our First Date Disasters Friday?
Ugh.
LBF, we have to play this again.
Oh, God.
It was so bad.
It's
LBF
so
left the room.
Yeah. Finish your breakfast now.
It's next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What a nice looking day. 46 degrees in Boston, so that's not so bad, right?
Well, you're so positive about it. I don't get it.
Well, but because Wednesday is going to be sunny and 33.
Okay.
That's why it feels good today.
Okay.
All right? So it's going to be just and then Thursday, 39. So it's going to be a cold week.
Yeah, I know. I miss summer.
It's gone. It's gone.
Jeez.
Long gone. All right, so Friday, we do First Aid Disasters. So if you're up at this time, because most people commute at the same time, perhaps you missed Kathleen's first date, which
perhaps
was the winner of the worst first date of
winners.
The week.
Winners, yeah.
Winners, maybe not. I know, Brian, we didn't think of a better word, but she had the best of the worst. And this date was so bad that LBF walked out of the room
yeah.
as soon as Kathleen got to the good part.
But oh.
No, so you stick around. Here's Kathleen's first aid disaster from Pat last Friday. You have a warning. You might want to leave again, LBF. Here
okay.
we go. So
no
you
problem.
Had a dating disaster from last year?
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Let's hear
okay.
about it.
So it's kind of, so anyway, I went over to his house after, this was our second date, and I went over to his house. He was going to cook dinner. So I unfortunately, I had to go to the bathroom while I was there.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I go into his bathroom and use the bathroom, and the toilet doesn't flush.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Does not flush. Okay?
Can I ask you a question, Kathleen?
No, don't ask her that.
No,
question.
Don't ask. I mean, we're talking not one.
No.
We're talking two. Okay.
Oh, my God. I
got to
go.
Okay. I mean, I was crazy enough anyway about knowing that I had to do that over there. And I'm in the bathroom and I'm panicking. Okay. Then I turn around. The toilet's not flushing. The toilet starts overflowing.
Oh.
Okay. Onto the floor. All right. I gotta call him now. Okay, so I call him. He comes in the bathroom.
No.
The floor is soaking wet. Yes? The floor is soaking wet. He puts the plunger in the toilet. And I just have to tell you, what didn't go down the toilet went flying over the side of the toilet.
Oh.
Onto the
floor.
It was like a
I'm gonna vomit.
Bye, LBF.
Slow motion horror movie. I wanted to grab my stuff and run out of the house and just never come back.
Did you leave the country for a while? Because I would have had to leave the country for a while.
If there was a window that I could have jumped out of, I would have.
So how awkward was dinner?
Oh, my God.
I was like, he was very nice about it, you know, didn't say anything about it and everything, but I was absolutely mortified. So, yeah.
So this was at his house before you were going to go out for dinner. Oh, have you seen Dumb and Dumber at all, Kathleen? Never use. No.
Did he ever call you again? Or?
Well, actually, I saw him for a little while after that, but I don't see him anymore. But, he did actually. He did call me. So I was like, well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I'm afraid to ask what was for dinner.
Yeah, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It was a nightmare. Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
All right, Kathleen.
I hope the therapy is helping.
Wow. Kathleen, anything? Are you dating anybody now? Anything going on?
No, nothing.
No.
Maybe you can find a nice plumber.
Yeah.
Kathleen. So I think Kathleen's, after going on the radio with that, her chance of dating just went down again.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Come on. First thing on a Monday morning.
I know. Reminds me of the movie Caddyshack, right, Brian? The pool scene?
Just,
the unspeakable.
Well,
it's just a baby room. Okay.
The unspeakable. Anyway, so, hey, real quick. So we do it every Friday. Fun stuff like that. That's
yeah,
great.
Fun.
Yep. If you have a dating disaster, go to our website.
See our prize for this week?
I didn't see that, Brian.
Yeah.
What do we have?
It is $100 to On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina.
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Kathleen would have loved that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Right up her alley.
Right up her alley. All right. If you have a date disaster you want to share with us, go to WROR.com. Go to contest. You'll see it right there. All right. Coming up, LBF, dirty laundry.
Why is everyone mad at Madonna?
Oh, man. I am.
You are.
Yeah.
She's annoying. Yeah.
Right, real quick. So today being Veterans Day, let's do salutes this morning. So at 8:45, we do our ROR Morning Star.
Yeah.
We're going to do salutes and shout outs to any veteran in your life, whether you're serving or it's served, or you know somebody who has a loved one, spouse, friend. Give us a call. We'll do a big shout out for all the guys and gals at 617-931-1057.
That's
okay,
great.
Do a radio shout out to the vet in your life. Let's do it. Yes, we love the laundry. This is sponsored by McDonald's and their buy one, get one for $1 deal. Pick one of your faves, choose another for just an extra buck. Choose from the Big Mac, quarter pounder with cheese, 10-piece chicken McNuggets, or filet of fish. But hurry, the buy one, get one for $1 deal is only here for a limited time. Prices, participation may vary. All right, LBF.
I'm so hungry.
I know. Right? Isn't that good?
Right?
I'm liking that deal. What would you go for, that? The Mac, the quarter pounder, or the... I'm just
curious. The quarter pounder, maybe.
With cheese?
Yes.
Oh, the Royale
with
cheese.
The Royale with cheese.
You got
yeah.
it. I go Big Mac. Why not?
Okay.
All righty then. What do you got?
Okay. So what local company made Oprah's favorite things list? This is an amazing thing.
Right.
Pat Sajak is sick in so many ways.
No, no.
But first, Madonna. Oh, my gosh. She's not particularly nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Madonna. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel like she's got an angry streak these days. And some man is suing her because she won't start her concerts on time. I totally agree with this. Because if you're going to go to an 8:30 concert, you want it to start at 8:30 because people have jobs. Mm-hmm. And I like Barry Manilow because he starts at like 7.
Yeah,
it's over at 8 and I get to go to bed. I get in my early bird special, I get in my concert, and then I go to bed.
Barry Manilow knows his audience.
Yes, exactly. Madonna does not. Anyway,
he's afraid
this guy,
they're going to sleep during the show.
He spent $1,000 on 3 tickets, which is ridiculous.
That's nuts.
But he doesn't want to go because she's pushing the start time back from 8:30 to 10:30 and he wasn't offered a refund, and Madonna hasn't commented, but she did comment the other night when she was in Vegas. She started her show 2 hours late and then went until 3 a.m. And this was her response to people complaining about her being late.
Here's something that you all need to understand, and that is that a queen is never late.
A queen is never late. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'd be furious.
I hope this guy wins his case.
I don't think we were talking about this, Bob. Mm. You went to see Madonna like
she wasn't
recently.
No, it wasn't
and I
recent.
Did too. Well, like not.
Ten
years ago.
She was not pleasant. Recent. I'll just tell you, it's not.
She
nice.
Wasn't. I no. saw her the same thing. She was breaking up with Guy Ritchie, so I understand she was in a bad mood. Mm. But she was so angry at the audience and called people names.
Oh yeah,
it was kind of
no,
terrible.
No, she called MF. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Right.
Right?
Barry Manilow never does that.
No, he would never do that.
Okay.
I would pay to see that, right?
Hey, Mandy.
Wow. Oprah's list of favorite things
includes
an $878 espresso machine and a $35 bottle of hot sauce.
Ooh,
but,
I like hot sauce.
I know, $35 though?
I'll go. Yeah,
okay.
Hey.
But the local company, Eastern Standard Provisions, the people who run Eastern Standard, which is the restaurant by Fenway Park, they have a pretzel company, and their $59.99 pretzel pack is apparently... is one of the favorite things, and it's actually selling out pretty quickly. When Oprah makes something your favorite thing...
What is so special about the pretzel?
I don't know. She just loves it.
Oh, we don't know what it is?
It's got a Bavarian type of... It's a Bavarian type of pretzel where it's really super soft inside, and it's crispy on the outside, and it comes with things you can dip in it and all that good stuff. You want me to talk slower?
I know. Yeah,
like, look at you. You're like, he's like, his eyes are rolling back in his head.
I saw it on the news over the weekend, and like they, you know, hand-knead them and everything.
Yeah, they hand-knead the pretzels.
I like
you need the pretzel now, Bob.
Last year, Oprah picked what's the name?
Hilliard's.
Of it? Hilliard's.
In Easton.
Peppermint Park, and they did so well. You were saying,
They for this season they put on an entire new factory onto their candy
because
operation.
Of Oprah.
Because of Oprah,
the Oprah effect, and then
amazing.
Centerville Pie Company down in Centerville. They have huge success because Oprah put them on their favorites list
years
ago. That's
power. She's got the it's like the magic kiss. You know
exactly.
It's like,
she's using it for good, though.
No, that's great. I want one of those pretzels.
I know you
Sounds
do.
Good.
Next time I'll definitely
slow it down. You mean you had
Pat
right
Sajak
there.
Had to go undergo emergency surgery on a blocked intestine last week. He's okay, but Vanna White hosted Wheel of Fortune while he recovers. Her episodes begin airing next month.
Wow.
See?
Vanna gets to host?
Yeah.
Well, who's going to push the letters?
She can do both.
I don't think so.
I could do both.
She spins and runs over. And okay.
She can push the...
Let's be honest. I think they could probably do it.
Probably light up themselves. Mm.
She might have just lost a job. They're
wait
a minute.
No
we
way.
We don't
How
need...
long has she been...
Since 83?
83, yeah.
Yeah, remember that.
Vanna filled in once before. He had laryngitis back in 1996.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. So we're trying to do a 21 vet salute today at 845. So we're taking a bunch of calls at 617-931-1057. If there's a veteran in your life who served or is maybe serving now, give us a call. And at 845, we'll do just a 21 vet shout out. It's going to be awesome. 617-931-1057. Let's salute the vets in your life today.
80s and more.
95.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:14. Cloudy today and a high about 50. 44 right now in Boston. So, LBF, we came in this morning. We were talking about somebody or something we saw on Instagram that I thought was, a bit much.
A bit much.
I think it's much, and you disagree with me. So we saw that somebody had posted about her husband.
Yes.
Cheating on her.
Yep.
And she's out. So she went to Instagram and pretty much
screenshot a couple of texts between the husband and the other woman.
Other woman.
And then screenshot a text she sent to the other woman saying, you can have him.
Wow. Wow.
So, and you thought it was a bit much.
For me personally, I would never do that. But I'm from a different time where you kind of
kept
know.
These things quiet.
Yes, there's
yeah,
no
that's
privacy
a dumb
anymore.
Time.
I know. There's no. We didn't have. I mean, get off my lawn.
Well,
but no, we didn't have. You know, the ability to go public. You would have to take out an ad, right?
Right.
10, 12, 15
yeah,
years
like
ago.
A like a purse, like
right.
A, like, yeah,
and maybe the papers wouldn't even accept it.
Right.
But, you know.
But
that's, now,
those are
whoa,
dark times.
That's
now.
Over. Now you go public.
Well,
fast.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's admirable. I think that when you decide to do that.
What's admirable?
That she went on Instagram
really?
And posted all the stuff. Why should
you
she
admire that?
Why should she take it? Why should you just be like, you know, why not?
Why whisper?
Why whisper?
Yeah, here it
I
is.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't think they have kids. I think that might be the situation.
That
and because
makes a
kids
difference.
Make
yeah.
a difference, you know. Mm-hmm. There's it's the father or the mother involved in that. But if it's just two people and this guy has been cheating on her with some brajol from work and she takes to Instagram, and I'm like, good.
Wow. So you wouldn't do it, but you admire someone.
No, I'm too afraid to do that stuff. I also have a child.
You do. Yeah, so I don't know. I thought, for me personally, when you told me about this, I said, I don't want to do that. No, I wouldn't do that.
Here's the thing. Like, people always say they would. Like, I had a friend. It was really funny, actually. Yeah. She said, if I found out my husband cheated on me, I would set up a robocall and have everybody called in the town to let them know what he did.
Wow.
I thought
oh
that was goodness. Creative
wow.
and awesome, but I also thought that'll never happen.
Yeah, inexpensive.
But, yeah. But, like, because you don't, and you think you'll do these things, but mm-hmm. then you don't do these things. So that's why I kind of admire this woman, because she probably thought it and then did it.
She did
press
it.
Send.
She's
boom.
Boom. Out.
And, you
she's
know, now
out.
Everyone knows what she's dealing with.
All right, Brian, what's your take?
You can get a nice billboard too. You know, billboards are
again,
nice. It's a great
school,
way to
expensive,
yeah.
but she went the cheap route.
You but know, well, you know, with digital billboards, I think you can get a pretty good deal these days.
Oh,
we
is
should
that
tell,
right?
Yeah, we should tell our management about
I mean,
that.
Yeah, we should get a billboard. That'd
yeah.
be a good idea.
Real
not that we're
now.
Breaking up, but yeah. all right. So what's we'll take a couple calls.
Yeah,
on.
I want to know what people
it's
think.
A slow Veterans Day. We might not get any, but let's see. I'm wondering if people think you should go public if your loved one was caught cheating. Would you? I mean, it's that big of a thing. I mean, it was no small thing.
No.
Yeah. It was an affair. No,
yeah, I mean, right? a lot of times, or you see the breakup where, you know, they like spray paint the side of the car with something.
Now, that's sensible.
I mean, that's, you know.
That's illegal.
That's pretty
so
out
you
there.
Can't do things illegal.
It depends who owns the car.
Right, yeah. But like, you know, you don't want to do things that are illegal.
Right.
But I think that like, I don't know. Why don't transparency not only is
you
good
admire,
for the soul, but it's also great for my Monday morning.
Because
I'm
right.
like, woo, let's see, look at this.
I know, LBF showed us that. I'm like, wow, that is bold. So anyway, would you go public if your significant other was cheating on you? On your Insta.
If anybody has. And
wow.
And then
I'm
what
scared,
happened
no.
afterwards.
Jeez.
You
all right.
Be.
Yeah, 617-931-1057. I say it's a bit much. LBF says, oh, she admires him. Brian doesn't want to say anything.
Don't drag me into
nope.
this.
Brian's out. All right, 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. 722 with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Happy Veterans Day to all who serve and have served. We appreciate you. Okay? So Instagram is dangerous, and you know, so is Facebook, but Instagram,
social media. Yeah.
When if someone wrongs you, people are going public with it, and there was a example you had today of some people that
wife
you know.
Instagrammed her beef with the other woman, caught her husband cheating, screenshot the texts, and basically said on Instagram, "You can have them."
I like it. It's very
Karen in Goodfellas, where she confronts Janice Rossi.
Okay. Yeah.
Whore lives in 2B.
That's right. All right. Do you agree or disagree? 617-931-1057. 1057 WROR. It's 80s and more. 726. Nice light traffic day.
Yeah.
So not a lot going on Veterans Day. Awesome deals.
Yes.
For the record. Brian put up all these incredible Veterans Day deals at WROR.com. Also our Facebook page, WROR. You can get breakfast, lunch, dinner
snacks, discounts.
I'll tell you, go get them. It's at our website. All right, so we're talking about this young wife, right? I think she's probably 20s, maybe.
No,
30s.
I think she's older.
Okay.
I think she's in her 30s.
Found out her husband was having an affair with somebody at work.
Who's young.
Young.
Ugh.
Oh, boy. She went public.
Yeah, she posted something on her Instagram, and now everybody knows about it. Now, which I find admirable, because I think it takes a lot of guts to just be like, this is what's happening, and you know what? And this happened.
And I think, man, I it's too much. I'd rather, just keep it to yourselves. Take care of your business. All right, so we have Tree on the phone. Hey, Tree, what do you say? Tree, what branch are you falling on? Just kidding.
I would definitely go public, but because I know I'm a weak person.
Mm.
So I want all my friends and all my family to know exactly what they did. So if I dare try to go back to that person, they're sitting there going, remember what happened here?
Oh,
that's
like letting
the problem. When you let people know what happened, you run that risk.
No, I look at it as a way to burn the bridge and make sure you don't cross it again.
That's right.
True.
That's why I never tell people I'm going on a diet, because they'll hold you to it.
I know.
I don't want to do
that's
that.
That's true.
Right? Thank you.
Exactly.
Bye. Yeah. All right, let's go to Woburn. Hey, Beth, what do you think?
I think it's totally unseemly. I've always been against airing dirty laundry. I think it's just not. It's bad.
We don't do it in the woo. We don't do that.
Okay.
No. Am I right, Beth? No.
It's awfully fun, though.
maybe your tires get deflated, you know, something like that.
Not even that. I just think it makes you look like an ugly, bitter person.
I mean,
deal with it on a personal level with whoever wronged you. You work it out with that person or don't work it out. I don't know how it will happen, but I just think when people air it, it just makes them look like ugly people.
You're so healthy.
Thank you, Beth.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. Bye-bye. Lynn, you're my favorite call of the day. Lynn from Lynn. Right?
Right.
What's your take, Lynn?
My take is, I just feel like the way things are today, why, with something so personal, does everybody always have to know what's going on with everybody? Why does everybody have to know your personal business?
Because
why
it distracts from our problems.
Let's just say, Lynn from Lynn.
Yeah.
It was as soon as I walked in the door. It was. Did you see the Instagram? So you're right. It's out there.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not thinking about me anymore. It's great.
No, but all right. Thank you, Lynn from Lynn. You call anytime. Okay. Bye.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Well, somebody doesn't like dirty laundry. Not yours, you know, airing dirty laundry.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's just your own little soap opera right there.
All right. So what's your dirty laundry coming up?
My dirty laundry coming up?
Mm.
What 80s band is getting the Lifetime biopic treatment? And I'm psyched.
Is that a hint?
The band is named after condiments.
Okay,
so it's not Kajagoogoo?
No, it's not Kajagoogoo.
That's a condiment?
Yeah.
Technically, it's not a condiment.
I know, it's not a condiment. It's a spice.
It's a spice, but yeah.
But not the spice.
No, okay.
So it is Kajagoogoo.
No, it's not.
Oh, you've ever put that on your... I love that Kajagoogoo on my chili.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR, it's 80s and more. 741, 44 degrees in Boston. Nice day for Veterans Day. Really. High 50. It's It's going to be really cold Wednesday.
Yikes!
Down to 33 for your high Wednesday. But that's okay. You know, that's just one day or two, then we're done. That's
okay.
Fine. Then it's back to the Fotties, where you want it.
The Fotties, yep.
Right? Okay, so we want to take one more call on this Instagram?
Yeah, the Instagram story where the wife posted on Instagram that her husband was skirting around with some young thing from work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's great stuff.
She went public.
I thought, to go public.
Man, really?
And you did
she
not.
Was, she hit send. I wonder if there's any regrets, but I wouldn't do it. Anyway, all right, we'll take last call.
Okay.
All right, Don, what's your take?
Well, I think the young lady should be commended.
Wow.
For posting and admitting that she was unable to keep her man.
Unable to keep her man.
See, oh, you're looking at the wrong side of the story.
Across the bow.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh man.
Go ahead, fire back.
The wrong side of the coin.
Wrong? What?
Wow.
He did the bad thing. She's a decent human being. I'm making assumptions here.
Oh, see, but you're looking at it from one side of the story. Look. The other side is he would have stayed home if she was, you know, if she was playing her part.
Whoa.
Oh my God. You know what? 1950 is calling.
Hello.
You better answer.
It's a rotary. You might
want to think. Exactly.
All right, Don.
Bye, Don.
See you later, Don.
Tell your ex-wife I said hi.
Yeah, toodles. All right, Brian, clean up aisle 11.
Oh, boy.
LBF's head just exploded.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Wow.
He's misguided.
Don. I'm hoping he's just having fun, right, Don? Don just kind of kidding, right?
Yeah, well.
Don living alone somewhere, I'm sure. If not, he will
be. He will be soon.
7:43. Let's do some dirty laundry next. It's laundry time. What do you got, LBF?
Well, I'm very excited about the Lifetime treatment of this 80s band. Mm-hmm. We have to talk about Madonna and her bad behavior. And Oprah's favorite things list, which is always fun. And it involves a local company. Okay. Madonna is acting badly. Now, she's always been a bad actor. But this time, she's late. She's first of all, her concert was postponed because she had some knee issues. And now she's starting her concert late to the point where people, like, leave.
It's rude.
For example, she was in Vegas, and she started so late that the show didn't end until 3 a.m.
Nope.
Now, this one guy's so fed up with it that he's going to sue her because he spent $1,000 on three tickets. I don't know what he was thinking. And since it starts so late, he's like, I'm not going to do this. And she, you know, no word from her, but this is what she had to say last her latest concert about being late and her excuse.
Here's something that you all need to understand, and that is that a queen is never late.
You know what?
First of all, it's one of my
huge pet peeves with people if they're late. Mm. Like, I think it's so rude. So that's just so totally
I mean, that's
rude.
Beyond late.
Well, you know, in her defense, you know, Vegas, they have very few clocks.
They do.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, sure.
But isn't it the worst?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that being late is like, do you get angry when people are late?
Well, it depends how late. That is rude, obnoxious.
Like a half hour late.
Yeah, that's rude.
Right?
Yeah, no. Be on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll give you a 5-minute window. Either way, 5-minute leeway, right? You can be early.
I love my father when he ran a travel agency. Mm-hmm. If somebody came in at 9:05, he'd say to them, half day today.
Right. See?
Oh, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Dad was sending a message.
My wife worked for your father. She hated that.
She did. That's funny.
He's the best.
Morning, Dad.
Okay. Oprah's list of favorite things includes an $878 espresso machine, but it includes a $60 pretzel kit from Eastern Standard Provisions. And that is a local company. Eastern Standard is by Fenway Park, and they were chosen. And that is like a life-changing thing when you're chosen by Oprah. I mean, book club, favorite things.
Gold touch.
Last year, Hilliard's Candy was chosen. Their peppermint bark was chosen by Oprah, and they made so much money that they actually put on a new wing. And then the Centerville Pie Company down in Centerville, down the Cape, they were named Oprah's favorite thing years ago, and they're still running strong. I love them. And know what else I love? I love 80s biopics that are on Lifetime. And this time, I'm very excited because they found their leading ladies for the upcoming authorized Salt and Pepper biopic series. Gigi Townsend and Layla Odom have been tapped to play Cheryl Salt James and Sandra Pepper Denton. And it's a limited series. GJ Spinderella is going to be played by Monique Paul. Anyway, they're going to feature all the hits like Let's Talk About Sex, What a Man, Shoe, Push It, Lifetime 2020.
Yeah, wow.
Mark your calendar.
You are thrilled.
I love salt and pepper.
Well, you said there were a condiment. They're a spice.
Well, they're on the table.
But they're not Spice Girls.
No, right?
Right?
I don't want to confuse people.
Because Brian and I are trying to run every 80s band.
Yeah, and I was hoping it was Men Without Hats.
Yeah, that's
really get into that.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. Biopic. Spandau.
Where did
ballet.
Their hats go? Right. Did they have hats to begin with? Did someone take the hats?
Oh, my God. The true story.
It's a story that needs to be told.
Men Without Hats. That was Safety Dance, right?
Yeah, I mean, did they ever have hats?
Dance.
Well, I don't know.
It wasn't safe. They wouldn't wear them. They were doing the safety dance.
Yep.
You can't dance with a hat. It's not safe. All right. So we're doing salutes to veterans today. So at 8:45, we're going to have we're calling 21 Vet Salute.
Okay.
So if there's a veteran in your life, whether it's a spouse, or, you know, a child, a parent, give us a call, 617-931-1057. We'll let you do a shout-out.
105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Okay, joining us today is Kristen Coleman from Somerville. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
Oh, you sound very bright and
Alert.
Shipper?
You must be young.
You're a... What kind of marketing?
Demand gen marketing. A lot of digital marketing, email marketing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's a cool job. All right, Kristen, you ready to play Super Smart in 60 seconds?
I sure am.
Here's how it works. You get all 10 of LBF's questions correct. You win $1,000. Now, if you're not sure, just say pass. We'll see if we can come back at it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Here we go.
Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of what?
Chocolate.
How many wishes does Aladdin get?
Three.
Who is the head coach of the Patriots?
Bill Belichick.
What's the capital of Nova Scotia?
Ooh, pass.
How many days can a cockroach live without its head? 9, 21, or 33?
33.
In the movie Up, what did Carl tie to his house to move it?
Balloons.
Which U.S. president lived in Mount Vernon?
Jefferson.
True or false, Q and Z are the two highest valued letters in Scrabble?
True.
Which university did Bill Gates drop out of to start his own company?
Stanford.
What American opera singer was nicknamed Bubbles?
Pass.
What's the capital of Nova Scotia?
Labrador.
What American opera singer was nicknamed Bubbles?
American opera singer.
Bubbles. That was tough for Yeah, so you're in your 30s?
Yeah.
I don't think you've probably ever heard of her. Her name is?
Beverly Sills.
I have not ever heard of her.
I didn't think Beverly Sills. No, I didn't think so.
You never know. She could have been like a total opera major.
Well, yeah, right?
She has a nice voice.
Yeah,
obviously not.
Bubbles. Beverly Sills. What else did we miss?
Okay, so the capital of Nova Scotia is Halifax. A cockroach can live 9 days without its head. Ew. The U.S. president that lived in Mount Vernon was George Washington.
Yeah.
Bill Gates dropped out of Harvard. Everyone drops out of Harvard. Don't even bother going. Mm.
Somewhere, every nana's going, Beverly Sills! Come on! Kristen! All right. But hey, you know what I'm saying? All right. But Kristen, here's what we got for you. A pair of tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw. Wow.
Oh, yeah, really?
Monday, November 18th at the Garden. How about that?
That sounds like a fun night out.
It will be a fun night out. So who are you going to take with?
Probably my husband.
Why do all of our winners say probably? I mean, is there somebody else you'd take, Kristen?
Well, who knows if he's going to go? Like, maybe he's busy. Maybe
he's with Beverly
Sills. Maybe he's out of
Sills.
Town.
Oh, hey now.
Oh, take it easy.
Maybe he's listening to some Beverly.
Maybe she has girlfriend she wants to take to WWE Raw.
Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
All right, Kristen. I hear a baby in the background.
Yeah, she's 17 months, and she's the boss of me now.
Oh, boss baby, right?
Yes.
Cookies
she's
are
going
only
to
for
college
closers.
Next week.
That's awesome. All right, Kristen, thank you for playing Super Smart, okay? Bye.
Thank
boss
you.
Calling.
Boss baby's calling. I love it. It's 8:12. So Veterans Day coming up, we're going to tell you some really cool deals.
Yeah, discounts, free meals. You're set today. Mm-hmm. You're worth hanging out with.
That's it.
Oh, nice.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. Happy Veterans Day. It's 11-11.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1-1-1-1, right? So there it is.
It's good luck.
It is good luck. So coming up with three cool things, we're going to tell you all these awesome deals for veterans.
Yes.
You could basically do breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks today.
For free.
For free. So don't miss that. Plus, coming up at 8:45, we're going to do a 21 vet salute, which means we're looking for more folks who want to do a shout-out to a veteran in your life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Cool.
Right? We got a lot so far, but we have room for a few more. So if there's a veteran in your life you want to do a shout out, give us a call, 617-931-1057. And at 8:45, we'll do the 21 vet salute, okay? 617-931-1057.
Our morning show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yeah, happy Veterans Day. So we put together a bunch of great deals for veterans. So if you are one or you know somebody, we got everything covered today, LBF.
I've got shopping discounts.
What do you got? Let's hear them.
All right. Amazon Prime, if you're a veteran today, you can get a year of Prime for $79, which is $40 off, which is pretty decent. Kohl's, 30% off for military personnel.
Wow.
Bed Bath & Beyond, 25%, even though sometimes you can get 25% with the coupons. 25% at L.L. Bean, 25% off at Staples, and... duck tours. You know those awesome duck tours in Boston? You veterans can take a free tour today. Just show your ID.
That's nice. Awesome.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
Good day for a tour.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Now, Bob, I know you were in the Navy and you like free food.
Oh, hey.
So
now,
here,
you're only on Veterans Day.
We have, or a birthday thing, I'm sure.
Yeah, right.
I have the whole list, all this stuff that LBF mentioned at WROR.com. There's a whole list. But here are a couple of you. Stopping for your coffee. Cumberland Farms, free hot or iced today. Dunkin', free donut. And then a lot of restaurants are running things. Applebee's, free meal from a special menu today. Bar Louie, free burger or flatbread.
Yeah, you got it.
Flatbread.
It's hard.
Up to $15 today. Brugger's, you can get a free bagel and cream cheese. And then, you know, Hooters, free meal with a special menu. 99 restaurant, free meal with a special menu from like 11 to 4. And here's a really good one. Margarita's Mexican restaurants. Veterans and active military get two free entrees today.
Oh, wow.
One for themselves, one for a guest. And there's a whole, I mean, anywhere you go, they've got a deal for veterans today. So we appreciate your service and go get a free meal.
Mm-hmm.
It's really the least we could do.
But it's great. You can have a donut, Dunkin', start the day with that.
Yep. Brugger's bagel, free bagel with cream cheese.
Move through lunch, dinner, and have fun. I love it. Go take a duck tour.
Okay. What a day.
Boy, I need to burp. Okay. Veterans, you didn't know that were in the military. Maybe you did. Don Knotts.
Really?
Yeah, Don. How about Adam Driver?
He seems very nervous.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would want his
food.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I'd want him.
That's a good point, LBF. Don Knotts.
My theater.
Anywhere near the, yeah, the magazine rack.
Yeah.
Ice-T, Mr. T, Adam Driver from Star Wars.
Adam Driver?
Yeah.
What was he?
At Marines.
You're kidding me.
He had very large ears in his picture.
Wow.
But that's okay. Clint Eastwood, Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah.
God.
You wanted him to be your bunkmate. He had all the best magazines.
Yeah, yes, he did. B. Arthur? B. Arthur served.
What was she?
Well, let's find out.
She was a general.
She was the boss wherever she was.
Wow.
She was a Marine Corps for 30 months.
Whoa.
She was a typist and a truck driver. I can see that.
Makes sense.
She was typing.
That's
like,
pretty bad.
Yeah. Trucks are good for you. Yeah. And finally, Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Really?
She was in the military. Probably in Israel, but that's where she served. So there you go.
Jeez.
Veterans.
Little.
Celebrity veterans. Gotta love it. All right, Brian put up all those great deals for veterans at WROR.com. Also, our Facebook page. Coming up at 8:45, we're going to do a 21 vet salute. We're still taking your salutes and shout-outs. If there's a veteran in your life, you want to do a brief shout-out, give us a call right now, 617-931-1057. We'll play those all at 8:45. 1057 WROR, it's 80s and more. That's such a great Hall & Oates song, Out of Touch. It's 8:39. Love
that. I'm not saying anything.
Why not? It's a good song.
Is somebody... my mouth is full.
Oh, I thought, maybe you thought I was out of touch. I don't know. All right, it's Veterans Day. So coming up, we've got our own 21 veteran salute from all the local people that have been calling in. It's awesome. So stay tuned for that next. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:42. It's Bob Bronson with LBF. And Brian, on Veterans Day, so we thought it'd be a good day to maybe take some shout-outs from folks who maybe have somebody, a loved one serving, who have served.
Yeah.
Right?
Day to honor them. And
yeah, just let them just take over the show. So here we go. Here's our 21 vet salute. We'll get that started.
My name is David. I live in West Roxby. I was a cook on the Stonewall Jackson, SSPN 634, Submarine Corps.
Oh, my God. Submarine Corps. You're a better man than me. Oh, I love it. You guys ran the Navy. Trust me.
No, but thank you very much. I was up in the North Atlantic. And shout out to all the Navy people over in the VA Center in West Roxby for the care they give us.
That's great.
Happy Veterans Day, Dad. Retired Staff Sergeant David Camone from the U.S. Army Reserve. 173rd
That's great, Alan.
Hey, this is a shout-out for my nephew, Timothy Perkins, U.S. Marine. Thank you so much for your service. We love you, and happy Veterans Day. Auntie Kyle.
Hi, this is Gail Freiberger. I'm from Clinton, Mass., and I want to give a shout-out to my husband, Michael Freiberger, who served in the Marines.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my brother, Frank Frazier, who served over there in Vietnam. Congratulations to all the veterans that served to protect our country. Thank you very much. It's from his brother.
Teresa Usher, I'd like to shout out to my son, who's a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, Sergeant Nicholas Usher of Milford, Massachusetts.
Hi, this is Trish. I'd like to salute my daughter, Jessica Brown. She was in the Army, and she graduated in 2005 from West Point.
My name's Lisa Best from Weymouth, Mass. I want to shout out to my son-in-law, Sergeant Anthony Lee, United States Marine Corps.
My name's Lori Nelson. I live in Wareham. A shout out for my son, Special Ops of the Navy. His name is Keith Ferguson. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ian from South Boston. I wanted to wish a very happy Veterans Day to my wonderful son, Lauren, who is in the Navy, my extremely wonderful husband, Larry, who is also in the Navy, and my gentleman of a father-in-law, Larry, also the Navy. Thank you for your service. We love you.
Hi, this is Kathy. I just wanted to say a shout-out to my Uncle Jimmy, my Uncle Tommy, who are Vietnam vets. We're so proud of you. We love you so very much.
My name is Jill Smith. I'm from North Attleboro. I'd just like to salute my dad. He's a Vietnam vet. Just my hero.
Hi, this is Julie from Littleton. I'd like a shout-out to my favorite Marine, my fiancé, Michael McGilbray.
I want to give a shout-out to my favorite veteran, my husband, Charles Henderson, Corporal Henderson from Vietnam, 1969. He's a combat veteran. Thank you for your service, Chuck.
I'm Nancy Bartley from Rentham, and I'd like to say happy Veterans Day to my dad, John Smith in Norwood, Korean War vet. Thank you.
Hi, this is Julia, and I drive for the Boston Duck Tours. Shout out to my great uncle Billy, William Robertson from Rhode Island. He's 97. He's a World War II vet from the Coast Guard. He was in three different theaters, World War II. It's his birthday today, 97 today.
This is Gary King from Kingston, and it's my father, William O. King. He was in the Navy in World War II, and my older brother, William W. King. He was in the Army in Vietnam.
Hi, my name is Sandra Smith. I'm from North Attleboro. I want to send a shout out, a happy Veterans Day to my husband, Joe Smith, and my dad, Billy Mitchell.
Hi, Pauline Murphy. I'm calling from Dedham. Shout out for my Uncle Arthur from the Korean War and my friend Carl from the Vietnam War.
Sean from Lowell, Mass.
shout out for the two veterans, Sean Boyle and Eddie Boyle, the Marines.
Good morning. My son's a veteran. U.S. Navy. Happy Veterans Day. Mom, Worcester, Mass., Tommy Tobin. Love you and thank you for your services.
How about that, guys? That was 21. 21 vet salute right there. Wasn't that awesome? So let's.
That's so great.
Wait, we have a couple on the phone. We don't want to miss anybody. Teresa from Northbridge, you have someone you want to do a shout out for? Go ahead. Teresa, you there? All right. There you go, Teresa. All right, we lost Teresa. We got Fran. All right, Fran, go ahead.
Hi, love. I just want to give a shout out to my husband, who's incredibly
gorgeous,
wonderful person. And yes, he's a Vietnam vet. All and right. I'm going to give you to my husband.
Oh, that's okay, friend. Okay. Well, that's 22. All right.
All right.
Hey, can I shout out a couple of my buddies?
Go for it, Brian.
Rob Breeze, Army veteran, and then my buddy Dave Farrell. He was Coast Guard, and you know, there's so many guys out there. So
love
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anybody you want to shout out? LBF? Any service people?
Well, sure. My grandfather who served in World War II, and my father who served in the Oh, my God, why am I forgetting?
Uh-oh.
The National Guard.
Oh, that's nice. Well, listen, if you see a veteran today, you know, offer him a free cup of coffee.
Yes, I forgot that. Why do you keep telling me that? He keeps looking at me with, like, one eyebrow up.
Check that whole list of free stuff and good deals at WROR.com, all you guys,
yeah,
okay?
I'm covered, LBF.
So just check WROR.com, Bob. You can get yourself something.
Yeah, really.
Gee, you wanna be, what's at WROR.com, Brian?
The entire list, all the free stuff.
How about that?
Yeah.
For veterans. Tag along with one today, too, because, you know.
Yeah, I finally agreed to have lunch with this guy.
Yeah, 3 months.
Margaritas.
Yeah, exactly.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's 8:45. 11:11. How about that? So today, watch the clock at 11:11. It's Singles Day, right? Think about that.
Yes.
At 11:11, it's going to be 11:11, 11:11. Fun fact, isn't it?
This is a super fun fact.
I have another fun fact. You know the original Marlboro Man?
Yeah.
He died earlier this month at age of 90.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Well, he lived that long. He never smoked. He never smoked. I saw that this weekend.
Isn't that great? The original Marlboro, he just looked like he probably should, you know, be on a horse having a smoke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to leave this one with you, too. Would you ever do this in your wildest dreams? A guy in England proposed to his girlfriend by getting a tattoo that said, "Will you marry me? Check box for yes or no." Can you imagine?
Was it on his face? Because a face tattoo, no.
Like that's real commitment. Not.
Yeah.
I think it was somewhere on his body. Check yes or no. Would you
care
to guess?
Most tattoos
are. She checked yes, right?
She checked yes.
Okay, good. Oh. But I actually think that's kind of cute.
It is cute.
I mean, it's definitely jinxy.
It's jinxy, you think?
Well, that, you know, if you tattoo anything to do with another, you know, a love interest,
I haven't done it yet.
It's never going to work out. It's jinxy.
Yeah, but then, you know, if they get divorced, all he has to really X out is that yes box.
Yes.
Just
check the no.
Tattoo over that.
Yep.
She checked no.
He'll be okay.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, she's got something in common with the Marlboro Man. She never smoked either. Here she is.
Who, me?
Yeah. wait a minute. Am I right?
No, I never smoked.
Never thought you.
No.
No.
No, no,
no,
no.
She's
no,
the Marlboro woman.
I am the Marlboro woman. I've
never rode
I've been
a horse.
On a horse. No, I have been on a horse.
Good to know.
That's scary stuff. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.